So when did people really start going into Atlanta a lot? I mean, all even when your father was going in, was it common for a lot of people to
Yes,
leave?
it was, but there wasn't that many people here, so it really was not. Now, my first job was downtown, and some
Downtown here or there?
downtown Atlanta,
Okay.
and some of the men who had executive jobs downtown would let you ride with them for an amount a week. So when you got a job, you started looking for some of these people who had a job next door to you, or but a whole lot of times you'd have to walk, three or four blocks to get where you were going, or catch a streetcar. So most of the cars that went into Atlanta at that time were loaded.
Somebody told us, we talked to somebody, they said they had a jitney.
Yeah, I remember the jitney days.
Now, what's that? Tell me about that.
Well, it's just similar to a bus, you know. It would just be a car, and a car could only carry so many. But I think it was Mr. Fred had a jitney in Rossville, from Rossville to Atlanta.
And every day.
As far as I can remember.
Wow. And so you just pay some money to.
Yeah, just to make the trip. If you rode every day, it'd be so much a week. But then if just one trip, I guess just whatever that amounted to, I don't know about that. But I remember the jitney days. Roswell had no bus or no anything like that. Just like Billy said, you know, they'd ride with someone that was going in that direction.
Back in the later years, they had a Dahlonega bus that came through here. And it was on a very rigid schedule. It went down like at 7 and carried a load, and then it would go down like at 9, and I think it went about 4 times a day. But you had to know the schedule and be standing over on Alfred Highway, or they wouldn't stop to pick you up.
So you had to be there at seven.
Right. Yeah, and then when you got down there to come back home, you'd have to go to the bus station to get on the bus to come back home, and the bus went to Dahlonega to turn around and come back. I guess we got MARTA out here in about, see, 64, maybe. I know Ben was a big boy when MARTA started coming to Roswell.
I don't remember
Maybe
things
later than
lately
that.
like I did way back.
Did y'all's parents raise gardens?
Oh yes. Sure did.
What kind of stuff would they grow?
Corn and potatoes and beans and cabbage and just all kinds of vegetables. And were they good? You know, they'd go out and gather that fresh corn and boil it, and that's the best corn you could ever eat. Because the quicker you get it to the table after you gather it, the better it is. And it would be so good, so good.
Did your parents can a lot too?
Yeah, but not like they did later years. Of course, they had no refrigeration and no freezers and things like that. But we always had hogs, and they would kill the hogs and cure the meat, you know, salt cure it. And that was very good. We'd have ham and sausage and all that good stuff to eat. And you always had a cow. You had plenty of milk and butter and eggs. You ate well, but not like you do today, but better for you, I'm sure, then. Because it was all fresh and all of that.
So you think it
And
tasted better?
yeah, I'm sure. Yes, better than it does now.
No additives back in those
No,
days.
no additives. Oh, but that would be the best ham. I can remember going to Billy's grandmother's, and they had a pantry off from the kitchen, and I would visit with some of the grandchildren were older than she was, and they'd go in that pantry when they'd get from school, and I don't know why I would be there, but I was there. And when they got home from school, they'd always go to that pantry to get them something to eat. They'd come out of there with pieces of ham that big, and a biscuit and whatever was in there.
Wow.
And